I, Vegeta, the prince of all Saiyans, hereby command that you do not listen or subscribe to the Dragon Ball 4 Life podcast. Whatever you do, would you defy royalty? No! Bye!
And we back. What's up, lifers? We out of the hyperbolic time chamber with part two of our episode. One day turned into 1 week. 1 week turned into 1 year. But who cares? Because we're here. Bow.
I love that process, but I would say it's probably less involved than being able to see something from scratch come to life. There's something very special about that. However, I do really like the fact that I can kind of play off of, you know, Japanese voice actors when I get to go in and dub. I can hear their performance and be like, ooh, I like what they did, or be like, hold my beer, I'm gonna try something.
I think I got something.
Right. There are so many facets in specifically voiceover that, you know, they both have their merits, the pros, cons, whatever you want to call it. I just find it all fun. Give it to me. I want to stick as many hands in the cookie jars as I can. Video games, animation, e-learning, commercial, where you name it, I want to do it, kind of a thing. And so I'm both involved more and involved less in Lumi, in the sense that I recorded my lines and that's it. Mm-hmm. They take it from there. I recorded those lines last year. I think it was last August. And now they do their job. And I just go, good job, guys. Woo! Whereas with anime, I get to go in, if I'm lucky and I, you know, book a recurring role, I get to keep going back and then keep kind of exploring the character as it goes along. Now, mind you, that is different when you actually book something prelay animation that has the budget to continue doing episodes, you know, an episodic kind of show, then yeah, you get to dig into that character more. And that's honestly where I'd love to be at some point in time, mm-hmm. because my heart is really where the animation is. Like the animation in the video games, that's where my little nerd heart is happy. I want to be able to have the freedom to create my own choices and my own kind of character within the parameters of what these amazing creatives and writers and producers and people like that put together. So, I mean, it's yes and no.
I don't know. It worked for me.
It probably keeps things fresh for you because, you know, you don't want like for it to feel like a job where you're just only mm-hmm. doing the same sort of process over and over. So
show up, clock in, clock out, go home.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So being like involved from the very beginning, even if it's just from a viewing standpoint of just seeing how it's made, but still like it still makes you feel like you're more so involved in the creative process of like bringing it to life versus just like something that's already out there in another language and you just have to dub it over. So I think you got to keep your mind fresh, you know, you got to stay on top
right.
of your toes.
Or the fact that I can just sit here and like be awestruck with the creative talents of animators and composers and writers, and like it takes a village to create really anything. And I feel like those of us who are voice actors sometimes get more credit for these characters. Like, you voice this character, like, awesome, like, it's your character. And it's like, I don't own the character. I did not write the character. I did not come up with the character design. I have the privilege.
I can't even draw.
Right. I can draw a kind of elaborate stick figure, maybe with a top hat.
Hey, I'm right with you.
You could do the S that everybody did in their notebook.
Oh, I
couldn't
hated
do that.
That.
My brain couldn't.
Yo, me, disgusting yo, me S. neither. I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it for the life of me. I suck right. at stars, too. Like,
I think I was eventually. I
one
eventually
stem
got stars.
Always looks really weird.
I mean, yeah, they're not perfect. But, like, I get the pleasure to voice a character, and I feel like people get attached to, you know, the voice alongside a visual. You know, the character is only has so much life without a voice. Not that there can't be characters who don't have a voice and don't have life, but that I feel like there's a big emphasis that, you know, the character comes fully to fruition when there's a voice. And that's awesome. And I am so excited that I get to do that as a job. But like, I can't take the credit for what the character says. I cannot take credit for the way they look, for the things that are happening in the scene. That has to go to the credit of the writers and the creators. And I feel like they don't get as much credit and as much of the limelight as the actors do. So I'm like, we need to get cons where these people are going and people want to go and see them. Like, it's in Crunchyroll. I swear to God, one of my favorite things to do is every once in a while I'll get called in for what's called Walla, which is when you get the a group of people, noise. Usually it's about four, they go in there, you do the like background people and the scenes, or you might be able to do a bit part here and there, you know, student A goes, look out, and then you move on. And when other people get to go in to do their little bit parts, you can stay and kind of watch the process. These audio engineers, I swear to God, they are real magicians. I call it black magic. You see them just, and they place it, and then you see it, and you're like, whoa, that's incredible.
Yeah. Shout outs to our good brother, Jordan Harris, friend of the podcast, and our dear brother. He does music. And like, when I'm like watching him, like do like Logic and Pro Tools and like mixing, mastering his music, I'm like, bro, what the fuck did you just do?
You know? Right? You all have my utmost respect and awe. You guys are amazing. And especially in the dubbing world, could not do what we do without you. When COVID hit and I had to do my own engineering, I'm like, ha.
Am I turning this right? Am I setting this IQ right? Like, what
I was
is-
like, I'm just an actor. I just want to act in my silly little microphone in my closet by myself.
There is a reason that we shout out Super Producer Mikey at the end of all of our episodes.
Right.
Y'all deserve the highest praise. Anyone who works behind the scenes who does not get the limelight, this shout out is for you. You all are amazing and awesome. And I could not do what I do without all of you guys.
Not even a little bit.
It's like, how do you not hate our voices? Yeah, like,
I ask myself that sometimes. You know,
how do you
Finding
still like
Nemo?
Talking to us?
Yo, that's facts. So it's like, we're like friends with Mike in real life. So he like sees us regularly. He's like, you're not tired of hearing us talk at this point.
I mean, if you go to Finding Nemo, you know that one scene where he meets all the new fish? They're like, I'm H2O intolerant. This, you know, tentacle's really shorter than all the rest. And you get to this last fish. And the last fish goes, I'm obnoxious. That's me. I'm that bitch. Like, the fact that people don't get sick of me when I'm working with others, like, I get a little bored and annoyed with my own voice when I have to, like, you know, record and listen back. And I'm like, oof.
Yeah. Like, you start looking at them like, what's wrong with you? Because you still fuck with me, so what's wrong
like,
with you?
Right. Like, you crazy too. All right, cool. Man. I like you.
Exactly.
That's how you get along. Like, you not all there upstairs either. Wonderful.
See, you know what's up. But I mean, it's cool that I'm now get to do what got me in trouble growing up.
Ain't that
like
the best?
Being too loud or being too obnoxious or making silly voices and like, Hannah, you just need to quiet down. And today I'm like, no, look what I get to do now.
I
get to do what got me in trouble. This is amazing.
They like, you're actually not obnoxious enough. So let's do that again.
Turn it up.
Actually,
please.
Funny enough, that ends up being the case sometimes because I try to contain just a little bit because I can be a lot. And quite often things like when I was training at first, a lot of the notes that I got was, hey, slow down. Or hey, you're up here. That's awesome. Can you bring it down just a little bit? In which case that's constructive. And I'm like, absolutely. There are nowadays, actually, even with St. Cecilia and Pastor Lawrence, where she goes all cutesy to like gremlin mode. And I'll do a first pass, and Jade Saxton, who is the director.
Not gremlin enough.
Love her. She's like, let's go ahead and do that more gremlin. I go, that's all you needed to say. I'm like, let's go. Crack the knuckles. And
you're like Piccolo, you take off the weighted robe.
Or, you know, Rock Lee, he takes off
the weighted robe.
It's like, all right, let's do this. But it's, yeah, it's great.
So we've touched on it a bit, you know, your extensive list of training and accolades and skills that you have possessed. And the one that I want to hone in on very specifically is like your ability to speak Japanese. You had mentioned that you went to school for it.
Hi, 私は日本語話せますけど、ちょっと話せます。Yes, I do speak some Japanese. もう一度言ってください。I do speak some Japanese. However, I do not speak it as well as I used to. And my reading and writing comprehension has kind of gone down the toilet. It's one of those things where if you don't use it, you will lose it. but it was my major in college. And so I did learn Japanese. I also studied abroad. I studied in Osaka for 3 months in the summer of 2016. And I've been back several times since. So, I mean, I'm like conversationally fluent or can get by at the very least. But when people go, oh my God, you speak Japanese, I'm like, let me preface this. I can make it sound like
whoa there.
Not mean I am fluent.
Like to you, I'm going to sound very fluent.
I am an actor, and I can make it seem like I might
I can play a character that speaks Japanese.
Right. Well, it's funny because I had fellow coworkers. I work at a coffee shop as well because I pay the bills. And
of course,
these coworkers were like, oh my God, you like do anime stuff and all that. I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, do a voice. And I'm like, well, first off, do you want the English or do you want the Japanese?
There
like,
you go. Humble stunt.
And they're like, wait, you can do both. And I go, yeah. You know, I can be like, oh my, I'm so cute. Or you can go, 私は本当に可愛いでしょうね. Like, you know, you can have both.
I'm surprised
that you were like, oh, which one you want? Because I feel like most people, like, for example, if you're a rapper, oh, yo, give me a quick 16.
Like, right off the top of my head.
I'm just eating my ham and cheese sandwich right now, man. I'm not doing that.
It depends on the intent of the person asking. Because if someone goes, oh my God, you're a voice actor, do a voice for me. Yeah. Dance monkey. And you're prove like, well, okay. First
can I get
off,
a macchiato and a and
right,
also
can you just make
impression?
My order, please?
And I'm like, I mean, if it's a genuine curiosity, I might be like, hey, I do a character that is this. This is their voice. But I mean, I very much explain. I'm like, it depends on the character. I do a lot of characters that are more my vocal range. But they're a different character. They have a different background. They might react differently than what I do. It's about acting. Rob Paulson puts it perfectly. It's voice acting. Lowercase v, capital A. It is all about the acting.
Ooh,
and
I like
right?
That.
Like I was like, oh my God, that's perfect. Yes, versatility can get you more jobs. If you can do more voices, great. But if the base of acting isn't there, good luck trying to get there with your Bugs Bunny impression. You know, tell Eric Bauza that. But I mean, it's,
your
love
vocal tone's
that,
great, but you're super flat.
Right. Right.
You're very boring.
You're funny at the neighborhood bonfire, but I don't know.
But I'll get customers that come up to me and be like, what can I get for you today? Would you like a coffee? And they're like, oh my gosh, where are you from? And I'm like, well, honey, I'm from Texas, but I wasn't born here. I'm from Minnesota, you know? Like, you know, just playing around with things is so much fun. But, you know, it's if people ask, it's all about the intention.
I love
it. If I want to be real petty, I'll be like, it's not about the voices. It's about the acting. Of course, I'll have, you know, I will be more civil and kind about it. But it's like, look, you just want impressions. I don't do impressions.
Yeah, no.
I can do some impressions, but I don't thrive with impressions. And that's not
that one guy from the show.
Right. Do that one thing from it. Unless it's a show and a character that I voiced.
That you did. Like, oh, yeah, I got you. Oh,
yeah. Like, good luck.
But, what were you going to say, Trav?
No, I was just like, is there, and this is totally random, but is there like
that's
a different level
best.
Of niceness to people from Minnesota? Just because I have a coworker who's from Minnesota and she was really, really, I know she was pissed off about something, but like, she was like, did you tell us pissed? Because I gave her my Minnesota nice. And I was like, what?
Yeah, for those of you who are listening, I am nodding my head very aggressively.
Vigorously.
Yes. It is called Minnesota nice. It is a legitimate thing. It is passive aggressive to the max. If I can put it that way, I can't say that I was ever fully Minnesota nice. I'm a very upfront, very blunt person, especially working customer service for 14 plus years. I'm over it, right? Yeah. I will be nice. Mm-hmm. I will be civil. I will get you what you need. And if
basic
I like
human
you,
decency.
Then I'll be go above and beyond. But you know, if you piss me off, I will be very upfront with you. I've worked in management. One of my favorite moments is when someone's like, I'm going to speak to the manager. And I go, you're looking at her.
I am
And I'm like, get out of my store, please. Stop harassing my baristas.
Skedaddle. Get out.
Be gone, Dave.
With your coffee.
I do a little hand flick. Like,
exactly. Shoo.
Come on.
Yes, Minnesota nice is a thing. You will get a lot of people who will be like, oh yeah, of course. And if there's a lot of ums and like you see their eyes kind of darting a little bit.
No, that's exactly what she was doing.
That's them going, oh my God, I have to deal with this person. They are annoying the shit out of me, kind of a thing. Awesome. I mean, think sticky notes. Like if you had like a roommate that was passive aggressive and they'd leave sticky notes, but verbal sticky notes. That's Minnesota nice.
Okay.
Hi, I noticed that you did this thing.
Hey, next time put the trash out here, not here.
Like, yep, exactly.
I noticed that there was a bowl in the sink. Did you mean to leave that there?
See, you guys know Minnesota nice already. Congratulations.
All right, I got it.
You are now.
All right, Trey, we ready for a Minnesota trip, bro. Take the show on the road.
now we know if we're in Minnesota and we get hit with that, we're like, yo, are we fighting right
like,
now?
Are you good?
I know you're angry behind those words. So
that's
we
what
can
say,
step outside.
Oh, thank you so much. Can I get you a beer or something? And then that should like fade away. You offer beer, you offer
alcohol,
cheese,
solves all problems.
You offer like snack. I'll fade right away.
Oh, well, beer and cheese. Well,
carry,
I'm happy.
Just carry
now.
Cheese
like,
in
I'm
your pocket.
I'll say, yo, let me
keep cheese
squares
in my pocket.
Dude, that's one of the things I really miss from like living in Minnesota to then being down here in Texas.
People with cheese in
their
pocket?
Real fancy cheeses are hella expensive down here. We were right next door to Wisconsin, you know, the cheese hub of the United States. I don't care what anybody else says. It's true. I just want Havarti cheese and it not to cost $10 and my firstborn child. Like, I just want some cheese. But
I don't want to do a blood sacrifice for it.
Right. I want to do that on my own time. I don't want to have to do it in exchange for cheese.
We could get stuck on the tangent of love of cheese. I love cheese, bro.
Don't get me started.
I'm pescatarian now. Board. Like that cheese is like the one thing that'll keep me from going vegan. Cause like I can't give up cheese, bro.
I stopped
drinking cow pus milk. Like I switched to almond milk like mad years ago, but I can't give up cheese. Like cheese.
I have no choice in giving up a lot of cow milk stuff. My body's like, no.
No, okay. That tastes good, but it won't feel good coming out.
Exactly. Right.
So you'll be happy now. You'll be mad at yourself later.
Exactly. In the words of my friend Ryan Negron, you're welcome for this. Cookies and cream
now,
becomes cookies
later.
And scream. We don't need that.
That's another T-shirt, baby. Look, we rolling.
We
rolling.
We laugh all the time. Now we look at each other, and go poopies and scream.
So you want an extra scoop? Okay, here's an extra poop.
See, there you go.
We got it down.
There you go.
We got a whole merch line before the
I know.
End of this
How many items have we made so far?
Five, yo. Let's just all quit
I'm
our day
need
jobs.
Royalties with all of these merch ideas.
Look, we about to quit our day. I'm about to call my job right now. Like, I'm out. I'm done.
Hey, you tell me, and I'll call mine. I'll be like, bye. Coming back in.
I'm gonna be like, Hannah said, I don't need this job anymore. We're selling merch.
Right.
I'm selling t-shirts now. I'm sipping my hot tea out of my own mug.
That's right.
I'm a type of Minnesota nice email.
Yes. For your resignation.
To quit my job.
Dear coffee shop, I quit. Love Hannah.
Right. y'all obviously have baked.
Of course.
I've seen... like commercials for it. I have not watched it because the British Best Bake Off has my heart. I'm just saying, as a fellow baker, it is the most wholesome show ever.
I was just thinking,
what a segue. Yeah, right?
You're welcome. Nero Spicy to the rescue.
Well, you must say,
I was just thinking, of that scene where he quits his job and it goes like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly
I think that's a little bit different than Minnesota Nice, but you know, you get me.
Yeah.
It's all about the intent.
Yeah, you know.
Bring a full circle. But there's no way to segue back into this question, so I'm just going to just jump
in. Just straight for it.
Have you found, like, obviously you're doing like the dub for a lot of voice acting. Have you found that knowing Japanese has been like a leg up for you, like in the voice acting, like anime space?
I think as an actor, it's helped me in terms of in certain contexts, it's helpful to inform me as an actor. Again, because I'm not fully fluent. If I were fully fluent, I'm sure that would help a lot with sometimes when we have to rewrite the scripts to match the lip flaps of the, you know, the voices speaking, but it does help with certain context or a certain cultural thing that happens that maybe may not make as much sense in the States. It definitely has lent itself to help. Is it necessary? No, it is definitely not. Is it kind of fun to understand some things when others don't? Yeah.
Looking at them be confused, like, I know what they just said, do you?
I know what they just said. They said yata, which is just like an exclamation of joy. Everyone just, yeah, that's what the translation says. Right, sorry.
They said appreciate it. Thank you.
Exactly. See, here's the thing. Don't be a dick. That falls under don't be a dick.
It's on our coffee cup. Be humble, don't be a dick.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. Be humble, not a dick. That's the cup.
Be humble, be gracious, don't be a dick.
Be humble and gracious, not a dick. That's the cup.
So sit down, be humble.
Sit your ass down, be humble, be gracious. Yeah, look, don't be a dick.
Well, we're going to get Kendrick to sponsor our cups. It's we're out of here, guys.
Hey, you know what? But Hannah, you mentioned video games. Do you have any, well, actually two questions. Do you have any video games that you're currently playing that you love? But also two, is there any video game franchise that you would love to do some dubbing for?
I can answer both questions with one answer because am busy with a lot of things right now. So I haven't played a lot of games. There's definitely some on my list that I'm like, man, I need to play. But I either don't have the funds or I just don't have the time.
The answer
to both those questions is Genshin.
Okay.
I am a Genshin player. I was hesitant to try it. I actually started last year and I was like, you know what? If I ever get an audition for this, I should probably know kind of the voice acting realm of what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. What's the kind of setup? Is this more anime? Is it more realistic? I hear so much about it. I think this is something that I should know a little bit about. So I had the intent of just like doing a very base, okay, this is what it's like because it's free. I don't have to pay anything for it as more of a research project. And then I loved it.
And you
so
fell in
I
love.
Haven't stopped.
Did you start putting money towards it?
Not much, very little.
Okay.
I am not a whale. I have too many bills to pay. Have I wanted to be a whale sometimes? Yes. Has logic beat that rationality? Thankfully, yes.
Right. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but you know what? I wish I was a little bit irresponsible on money there.
Right? It's really hard when it was paydays, and I'm like, okay, but I have.
I was about to say when that tax check came and he was like,
Exactly.
Maybe.
But it's definitely on my list. I think I would die of happiness if I could be a playable Genshin character. I think that would be, and I know that's on so many people's
list.
Gets you like conventions, but for me, I think it would be such a cool moment to be able to play a character that I voice. It would be such a serendipitous thing. That I think is the top of my list.
Would you take it personal more each like time like your character took a hit?
No, I'd probably be like, yeah, that tracks. That tracks. That
She deserved it.
Exactly.
You know what? Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I was a little bit too Minnesota nice today.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have more of a revenge plot if somebody kills, like, you know, if I become sure, maybe I'll just go on a sub revenge plot. But other than that, you know, I don't think I'd take it too hardly.
This is how your villain arc begins in Genshin.
Exactly. So yeah, Genshin is definitely one that I've put some time in, but I also have played cannot think of the name of it. They're the same makers of Baldur's Gate, but they did Divinity 2 Original Sins.
Okay.
So good. I've played some Borderlands. One of my favorite games actually was The Hobbit, and it came out, I think, during the Fellowship of the Ring when it originally came out. So it's like really old, and the graphics are awful. But every couple of years, I will go back and play it because it's so much fun.
You're not going to get the Gollum game? That game was so bad.
This one is amazing because they didn't have any of the movies to base it off of. They just went by the story, and they did their own character design. And it was actually really intuitive and really fun. And as somebody who grew up listening to the audiobooks of The Hobbit, and, you know, being a Lord of the Rings nerd, I was like, this is great. So awesome. I mean, there's a lot of games that I like to play, and I love to play video games, but I find that I have less and less time to play them. I just bought Phasmophobia, and I really want to play, but I can't until I finish my move. So I'm waiting, but I have a group of friends who are like, yeah, let's play together, because I love spooky things, like especially like paranormal stuff. Nom, 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 give it to me. So I can't wait to play that one. But yeah, to answer both questions, it would definitely be Genshin, at least at the moment. Ask me a couple years from now, it might be something different. But video games in general, I just want to do more of. Like, you give it to me, I'll do it. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, please.
Y'all heard it. Video game companies. Hannah is ready. She's ready. Send her the roles. Send her all the roles.
Get ready.
Send her all the rolls, Hannah.
But, you can send me some cinnamon rolls too if you don't want to give me like a roll. That's fine too.
As an aside, like as a consolation prize. Like,
consolation,
if I don't book
prize,
the gig,
I'd love some cinnamon rolls.
Yo, wouldn't that be some shit if casting companies, like, if you don't get the roll, send you like a roll of bread or some shit?
I almost feel like it would be kind of sad. Here's a pity roll for you.
Yeah, load up on this.
Like, any food that has a roll in it, that they, like, you didn't get the roll, but here's some fruit roll ups. Like, just a year supply. Yo,
I don't know that I could be mad about fruit roll-ups.
What was the flavor of the the blue raspberry?
Oh, yeah, that was goated.
For me, it was the tongue tattoo ones, where everyone's just
you're like
you know what's crazy? Like, look at the shit that we talk about on this podcast.
Like, you came here for geeky, nerdy things, and now we talk about the fruit roll-ups and tongue tattoos.
Like, I remember, like,
I hated Gushers though.
I had to be in the mood.
Take that back.
I had to be in the mood. I liked Gushers.
Actually, you know what? No, to Matt's point, yeah,
I had to be in the mood. Like, because Gushers make, sure. if you ate like one too many Gusher, your teeth start to hurt.
You get one packet, and that's all you need.
You get one packet,
that's all you need. But the fruit by the foot and fruit roll ups were the same. You get one, and you don't need more. Like, you're good.
But I can't help but harken back to when we were kids, and we were like, used to wrap the fruit roll up around our kid and just have it on our finger for like hours. We were gross. Yeah. still touching shit.
You know, like the peelable Twizzlers?
Yeah.
I would braid them and make bracelets and like wear them for the day and then eventually eat them. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Kids are gross.
Yeah, I just remember wrapping the fruit roll up around my finger, just like treating my fingers a lollipop and just like going on about my day.
I think my mom would have smacked me if you're going to get things sticky.
Yeah, like I can only imagine like so much dust around my house was probably just like latching onto that thing.
Look, let alone if you have any pets, then you get the pet hair on there.
Look, I feel like that's why, you know, our generation, we don't get sick like that. Our immune system drinking out of the holes.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Allergies be kicking my booty all day, every day.
I avoided them. Yeah, my kids got the allergies. I didn't. I was like, ha ha.
Oh, I get them all the time. That ragweed right now.
I don't know. But Hannah, we tell all of our guests that once you come on this podcast, once you are a forever guest, and we could talk to you all day, you have to come back. We want to hear about all the video games that you booked after this interview. We want to hear about all of it.
I know if I get a Genshin character, and I'll be like, all right, guys.
You have to.
More merch coming.
Hannah's going to charge us next time when she get a Genshin character. She said, hold on. Time is money now.
There you go. There you go. But I do have one more question for you. Because I want to end it kind of how we started it. Because you gave us probably like one of the best TED Talks in DB4L history to open up this podcast. So for all of our up and coming, whether actors, voice actors, any type of performing arts, or just anybody in the entertainment industry, again, we've talked about, all the trainings that you've taken, that you probably talk about, all the information that you've collected along your journey. Is there a piece of advice or pieces of advice that is like your top ranked, like this changed my life, or like a piece that you regularly implement all the time?
Yes. I mean, there's definitely several. I have a notepad just of quotes that I kind of go back to. But honestly, the luck is when opportunity meets preparation is one that has carried me through so much. I mean, even as somebody who is technically a working voice actor, right? Like, I have credits, I can get paid for the job that I am doing. There are slow periods as well. And that can be really hard, especially when you see people around you with getting this some success on their own side. But, in those down times, always be working. Always find something that you can, work on and sharpen the steel, if you will. So that way, when your opportunity comes, you're ready. It doesn't matter how small you start out. And don't be afraid to start small. Do it for the love of it. Start small, but always be preparing. It doesn't matter if you're brand new or you're a veteran, you should always be preparing and training for whatever is to come next. Because if that opportunity comes in front of you and you're not ready, it may never come again.
Snaps all around. Snaps all around. You can't.
I'm telling you, you said TED Talk. I've got a soapbox so high for this one. I could talk for hours about this kind of stuff.
You're a forever guest here. We would love to have you come back. We could just have like a self-help life sermon episode.
Oh, absolutely.
just out here bless the masses with nuggets of wisdom. That's what we could do.
Yeah.
But before we close this bad boy out,
it's very much a place with leave a ladder on your way down. No matter where you go, no matter what kind of job you end up doing, leave a ladder down. And don't be afraid to explore other things as well.
Ooh, I like
if you're
that,
pursuing voice down. Acting and you find that maybe casting or directing or writing is something that is catching your eye more for, do it.
That's
don't limit
big.
Yourself. Leave it that, open to whatever the universe has for you. Universe, God, whatever you believe in, leave the door open. Okay,
no.
I'll stop talking to you.
No, you're totally wrong. No, because I feel like that's super important. Because funny enough, like our life paths are very similar. Because I too was a thespian back in my day, but I had to drop out of acting school because I became a parent. Happy accident! Shout out to Amira, love you, girl. So I had to drop out of acting school. But like you, I always felt that I wanted to be an actor. But I think it was because there wasn't any alternatives in like the 90s. Mm-hmm. Like if you wanted to perform, like actor was like it, like whether it was like commercial or whatever. But then my good brother Trav, introduced me into this wonderful world of podcasting and it changed my life forever. So I was just like,
you guys are fantastic at it. Like I am an avid podcast listener myself, because you cannot get anywhere in Texas without driving a half hour first. And so I listen to so many podcasts, and you could pop on a podcast for a little bit and you're like, oof, yeah, I don't like the flow it is.
That was
I don't
a tough
care what
listen.
Kind of content is on here. I'm good. And yeah. I've listened to several of your guys' podcasts since, figuring out you guys exist, and you guys are fantastic. You have great chemistry. You ask wonderful questions. And so, y'all are doing fantastic. I feel honored that you guys asked me to come join you for an episode. So keep on. Y'all are awesome.
Feeling is mutual. We love having all these guests on. We love just like it. I think the best feeling for us is just feeling like we know you, even though like we've only
1,000%.
I guess you could say virtually met 2 times.
Yeah.
But I do have one fun question to end the podcast with. So for me, you know, whenever I go to shower, I always have to have my music playing. Mm-hmm. You strike me as a person that has the loofah in the hand.
The loofah mic?
Yeah, the loofah mic. What are your go-to songs that would, like, if they came on the shuffle and you got to stop the scrubbing? You just got to be okay, like, hold on, well, let me get this in.
First off, you're talking to somebody who used to do musical theater.
I had a feeling.
I don't even need a loofah. You just give me the right trigger word and I am like a karaoke magician. I'm a jukebox. You just say the right words and I go. I don't care where I am. I could be in a Walmart. I could be in my house. I don't care. I will sing it out loud. It rotates. It depends on what I'm listening to at the time. I think right now, if you have not seen the movie Belle, it's an anime movie that came out a couple years ago, has fantastic music in it. And Gales of Song is one that is so good. And Pippin, the musical, only because I did that in college. It's always, I will, we've got magic to do just for, it's all the time. And Hades Town, always. And if you want to go more mainstream of things that other people would probably know about if you were not into musical theater, anytime Queen comes on, you better believe.
Oh, Freddie Mercury is God.
To the top of my legs, especially Somebody to Love. Woo, baby, you better watch out. I don't care where I am. I'm singing at the top of my lungs.
So the next time you come on the pod, that's where we're just going to have it playing.
And then you won't get another word in because all I'm going to do is sing.
That's fine.
I gotta get out of this podcast cell. One day I'm going to be free. Don't get me started. I won't stop. You can ask my friends.
We're going to have you're going to be our first musical episode of DC4.
You're welcome. I'm going to need a $5 fee for the extra charge.
Right.
We got you. We'll take it out of our merch cuts. We'll take it out of our merch cuts. We got you.
We'll take it out of the t-shirts.
But Hannah, before we close this bad boy, y'all, let the people know where they can find you, how they can support anything that you got going on, whatever you want to plug. The floor is yours.
Absolutely. You can find me on pretty much any social platform except for TikTok, because I know I'm going to get addicted, so I try to stay off of that one. But you can find me at Hannah Allier. That's Hannah with two H's. Yes, the palindrome. Last name spelled A-L-Y-E-A. It is pronounced Allier. If you say all yeah, I won't get mad. But if you want to follow along more on my voiceover journey, you can find it mostly on Twitter. Yes, Twitter.
We ain't calling it that.
I refuse to call it anything other than that. Listen. But that's usually where I make most of my initial announcements for anything voiceover related that I end up doing. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm not quite as active on those. I kind of creep more on Instagram than I post. But Twitter's the best way to figure out what I'm doing, where I'm going.
Instagram's for lurking.
That's right. And if you have any general questions, you can always shoot me a DM. Just, you know, say that you heard me on, you know, this podcast, and then I'll be like, oh, okay, so this isn't spam. And
here we go.
If I've got time, I'm more than happy to answer questions. Mind you, it does take me a little while to get to messages because I'm busy and I have a head full of ADHD. So
go look at her credits on IMDb.
But also check out Lumi and the Great Big Galaxy.
Yes, check out Lumi and
the Great Big Galaxy. Support them if you can. It's an awesome project. I can guarantee you will love it.
We will 1000% put any type of link that can lead people to that in the description for this video for sure. But Trav, do you have any final words of wisdom? You know, I'd like to give you the last word if you have one.
I mean, I think Anna said them all, so there's no more wisdom that I could possibly say outside of just, I mean, I always just love to give our thanks and we just love doing this, and we love meeting dope-ass people like yourself. So.
Stop. I do have one more thing, though. Shout out to the producer, Mikey.
Shout out to Mikey.
Wait, that is the first guest to this.
Let's go.
Air horn
for yourself, Mikey. Air horn for yourself.
But I had to. I had to.
Love it.
That is amazing. Well, lifers, we call you guys the lifers because you quite literally put the L into DB4L. So for all things Dragon Ball for Life, Matt, Trav, Hannah, who is now a forever guest here on the podcast, and Lumi, we're definitely putting all that information in here to stay up to date and support and help them get their pilot.
get it to series. We want a reoccurring series of this show because it looks amazing. Yes. Now we're invested. But click the all powerful link tree of might in the description of said video. And like we always say here on Dragon Ball for Life, whether you watch it or you read it, we all need it. So open up your nerd eye, and we will see you next time on Dragon Ball for Life.
Bye.
Even though Hannah already said it, shout out to Super Producer Mikey.
Girl, love girl.
Shout out to Yali.
Oh, yes. Later, nerds.
Hi, this is Hannah Allier, and you're listening to Dragon Ball for Life. You can find me in things like Saint Cecilia and Pastor Lawrence's Cecilia herself, Lumi in the Great Big Galaxy as Felicity, Laidback Camp as Aoi Inuyama, and so many other titles.